Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching or listening in from. The crypto markets have fallen off the face of the earth once again, down about 10%+ for the entire market across the board. Bitcoin down about 5% with a lot of the other altcoins, Ethereum plus basically everything else down double digit percentages. And a lot of that news is being attributed to Goldman Sachs ditching plans for a crypto Bitcoin trading desk, which may or may not have any impact actually on the market, but we have to attribute it to something, right? You have to attribute it to something. So we'll talk a little bit about that. I also want to touch on Shapeshift and some news that came out in regards to quote-unquote membership options with Shapeshift, as well as KYC and a lot of the feedback that's happened in regards to that announcement in the past 24 hours or so. So we will touch on that and more in today's video. As a quick heads up, tomorrow I'll be actually live streaming a little bit of basically a webinar kind of teaching session from City Block Capital, who I am working with in my kind of full-time role. So City Block Capital is going to have Pomp, Anthony Pompliano, Mark Yusko, as well as Nikhil and Atit from CoVenture, and Rob Nance and John from City Block on to talk about digital assets, security tokens, and kind of the state of the crypto asset industry as a whole. Pomp and Mark Yusko run Morgan Creek, which manages over $1 billion. So it should be really educational, should be good. I will be streaming that live from my channel completely for free. So hopefully that should be some great content for you guys that will be coming up tomorrow as a quick heads up. And we'll link to that below later on as we get closer to that. So popping over to just the chart as, you know, chart in general, waking up this morning, woke up at whatever it was, 6 o'clock, 5:45, 6 o'clock, check what's going on. Okay, yeah, we've fallen off the face of the earth. That was Ethereum. Bitcoin, kind of same deal, but not anywhere near as badly, just percentages-wise. And it seemed like Bitcoin, the crypto asset market, was finally gaining a little bit of steam. CNBC, of course, was tweeting bullish things. That's the second you know to close those positions and run away when CNBC is tweeting bullish things. And since then, 5 o'clock this morning Eastern time, we saw a pretty big dip in the market. Really happened over the course of 2 hours, and we've seen a little bit of stabilization since then. But according to nomics.com, we're down about $25 billion in total market cap, $216 billion right now, down from 240 previously yesterday, down 11% in total. And a lot of that is right now being attributed to Goldman Sachs dropping cryptocurrency trading plans. And this is whether or not Goldman is actually dropping cryptocurrency trading plans. So back in December, there was a big Bloomberg article that said that Goldman was exploring the launch of a trading desk for Bitcoin specifically and for crypto assets. They ended up hiring somebody in April. That was kind of confirmed on LinkedIn and a couple other places, but they ended up hiring somebody in April to run their digital asset kind of unit division internally that was housed within their securities division. And there was some expectation around Bitcoin or around Goldman Sachs trading Bitcoin and crypto assets for their clients. However, apparently they have seen that due to a lack of demand and an uncertain regulatory climate that they do not feel comfortable doing that. So they're pushing back those plans. They're not eliminating those plans, according to the rumors. But they are pushing back those plans and instead concentrating more on Bitcoin and crypto asset custody rather than having a internal trading desk for Bitcoin. Now, whether or not any of this is even true remains to be seen. I've heard from people kind of behind the scenes that have actually spoken to Goldman that have said that is not even what is being rumored right now, is not even true. According to people internally, it's not true. So whether or not this is even true remains to be seen. But the fact that it is being attributed to a 10% plus dip across the board, It's kind of the same thing as always. You know, anytime there's a big movement in crypto, whether or not you want to say the market is manipulated, whether you want to say, you know, it is driven too heavily by BitMEX, whatever it might be, or leverage traders, or whatever it might be, there is always this propensity to tie a market movement to a specific news piece or to some piece of news. And in this case, once again, I think we are trying to tie a market movement to a piece of news that I don't think the correlation should necessarily be there. If this was a logical market, which it is not, it's not logical on the way up, it's not logical on the way down, but if this was a logical market, Goldman pushing back plans for a Bitcoin trading desk should not reduce the market cap by $25 billion for all crypto assets across the board. If anything, it would probably affect Bitcoin more than it would affect the altcoins because they'd primarily be trading Bitcoin. But yet, Bitcoin is basically the crypto asset with the least impact from this news. So 2 points to this. Number one, this might not even be true. There's a lot of times where, you know, there's this big news article, there's this big piece, and I might have an opportunity to talk to somebody with inside knowledge, or I might hear from somebody who else who speaks to someone else with inside knowledge of the situation at the company, and they will basically say, that's bullshit, that's not true, just keep it, you know, it didn't come from me. So a lot of times with these big stories, number one, it may or may not be true, so you have to call that into question. Number two, this really shouldn't impact the price of Bitcoin, or not necessarily that it shouldn't impact, but there is no way that this is necessarily tied directly to. But guess what? The media needs to kind of tie something together and create a story, create a narrative, and that's what happens on a consistent basis in the crypto world. Is the price goes up, it's because of news. The price goes down, it's because of news. Is it really? No, but the media has to make a story. They have to do something. So always keep that in mind. Now, another thing that was really talked about in the past 24 hours, this came out yesterday, in Shapeshift. So I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with Shapeshift. It is basically a way for you right now to go to Shapeshift and to allow you to transfer Bitcoin to ERC20 tokens, to Ethereum, to Monero, to a variety of tokens across the board. And traditionally, there has been no KYC whatsoever. There has been no membership whatsoever. And Eric Voorhees, the CEO of Shapeshift, who's kind of one of the Bitcoin OGs, created Satoshi Dice, which was really kind of one of the first big companies, successful companies in the space, and is a hardcore libertarian who has previously spoken out about against KYC. They're introducing what is called Shapeshift membership. Now, there is a lot of different things kind of associated with Shapeshift membership. It's a loyalty program. You get certain benefits with it, yada, yada, yada. But in a lot of respects, this is just kind of putting, in my opinion, it's just kind of putting lipstick on a pig where, you know, this is, you go to the last thing and it says membership requires basic personal information to be collected. Today, membership is optional, but will become mandatory soon. Yes, the last detail sucks, but we would prefer if the collection of personal information was not a mandatory element. But they basically have no choice whatsoever. They're operating in the United States. And one of the biggest use cases from my DGen friends, from a lot of people out there, was going non-KYC'd from a Bitcoin address that hasn't been associated to you in the past. You go, you take your Bitcoin, take it over to Shapeshift, switch that over to Monero, put that to a wallet, and bingo bango, your money is never to be seen again, or it's completely washed, or whatever it might be. And, you know, Shapeshift definitely made that easy. With that being said, I think, you know, there's some interesting pushback from this from a lot of different people. Number one, it is there are people that are just generally attacking Eric Voorhees for a number of different things. He backed the New York agreement. He backed SegWit2x, which if you want to attack him for that, that's fine. Go for it. He has advised a couple different companies that people deem scammy. That's fine. If you want to say that, go for it, whatever it might be. But when it comes down to it, everybody is a lot of people are hardcore libertarian. A lot of people are against regulation. But when the regulators come knocking on your door and it's between, hey, you need to implement KYC or go to jail or stop your business from running, you know, a lot of times somebody's either going to say, okay, well, I'm not going to stop my business. I don't want to go to jail. Way too pretty for jail. And number three, we'll have to implement KYC. So I think that's what's happened in this case. And, you know, it sucks. And now, a lot of people have kind of talked about it and said, hey, you know, if you know Eric, this was kind of a last-ditch effort. This was something that he definitely does not want to do. You know, he had to do it, etc. And I would tend to believe that. I really don't think that, you know, kind of with the ethos of this guy's belief, of this company's beliefs, they had any interest in requiring a membership or KYC or whatever, you know, however way you want to spin it. But when a regulatory agency comes knocking at your door, like I said, and you either can go to jail or you get some massive fine, or you can implement KYC to cover your own ass. You're probably going to cover your ass. And a lot of people are talking shit and saying this, that, and the other thing. But I think most people in a similar situation kind of would tend towards that decision as well. That's just my personal opinion on this. Somebody will probably come in to fill the void of Shapeshift. We will start to see, you know, different competitors, things like that. I don't think this is necessarily like the end-all be-all for Shapeshift, but I do think one of the biggest use cases and one of the reason people loved it is because you didn't have to have a membership. You didn't need KYC. You just pop in there, you put in your Bitcoin address or your Ethereum address, change to what other crypto asset you wanted, bingo bango, you're on your way. You might pay a little bit of a fee and you're gone. So I think that is something that, you know, will definitely hurt Shapeshift's business. Is unfortunate, but it's the way the industry is trending. And it's just kind of an unfortunate statement just around the industry in general. As you know, a lot of people are trying to create this, you know, new open financial, basically these new open financial standards and a lot of things like that. But we're kind of trending more and more and more back to the traditional way of doing things because you're getting pigeonholed in this regulatory box, at least in the United States, but in many other places as well. You're kind of getting pigeonholed in this regulatory box and you really don't have an option. In many respects. So definitely something to kind of keep an eye on as far as the feedback from this and what other companies in the industry are doing when it comes to KYC, when it comes to membership options and things of that nature. Looking at the market as a whole right now, I do want to see Bitcoin hold that 6,800 level. I think that was, you know, previously the level of resistance that a lot of people were looking at. And we had kind of made through that pretty nicely. So I want to see us hold that 6,800 level of resistance. If not, not going to be a fun scenario. I think, you know, we'll be headed a lot lower than perhaps that $6,000 mark. So would love to see right now at 6,900, would love to see us hold the $6,800 mark. And per usual, Bitcoin goes down a little bit, alts go down a lot of bit, Bitcoin goes up a little bit, alts go up a little bit more. But really traditionally, I mean, in the past couple months, Bitcoin has been just a much, much better across the board. And it has been interesting to see the just massive switch in sentiment across Twitter and so many other places the second we see one bit of a sell-off. So I'm keeping my eye on that $6,800 mark. If we break that, hold on to your bootstraps. Might get interesting, might get a little bit fun, but we could be in for an additional free fall. If so, if we hold that number, hopefully this is just a little bit of a shake-off, a little bit of a sell-off, and we can kind of resume that climb back up top. Now, outside of that, like I said, tomorrow, again, we'll be live streaming that Digital Assets 101 hosted by the folks over at CityBlock. I will be moderating a little bit of that and participating in those discussions as well. But again, that'll have Pomp, Mark Yusko, Rob, and John from CityBlock Capital, and then Nikhil and Atit from CoVenture, who I had on the channel before for an interview as well. So hopefully that should be some great content for you. Really do appreciate the time. If you enjoyed this video, hit that thumbs up button, hit the like button. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.